Happy Saturday, friends. I wanted to talk about perspective today and how the way we view things can really make a difference in the outcome of our situations or even those around us. So let's jump into this. Can we be real for a moment? Most of our perspective on things in life is skewed and jaded to some degree. As a child, for the most part, many of us saw life through such a stainless lens. Our minds are so innocent and unstained. It wasn't until we experienced the imperfections of life that our perspective on life changed. As we grow older into adults, we try our best to hang on to the stainless lens and hold on to optimism. That's a job within itself at times, but choosing to change our perspective in the imperfect moments is a way that we negate what happens in our life. Follow me here. So let's just use this for an example. Recently, I have been experiencing some health abnormalities, and of course, immediately I began to wonder and worry. I remember being in prayer and the Lord was showing me that even though I was experiencing these abnormalities, that I was fine and it wasn't anything serious. Now, I'm big on speaking and declaring what I believe and also God's word over my situations, even in the times where it's almost difficult or the most difficult to believe, but I still pray and believe to help build my faith. So moving forward, as time went on, I wasn't really seeing any changes per se, and I continued to be worried. I remember asking my best friend for prayer, and in my request, I mentioned to her about when I prayed for myself, I saw that I was completely well and that there was no illness or abnormalities operating in my body. She prayed, and afterwards, she told me that she heard, "Healing in your perspective." Those four words resonated so deep for me because it was God reminding me of what He already promised me, and it was that I will walk in complete healing this year. He reminded me of what He showed me when I was praying over myself, and it was that I was healed completely, like nothing was ever wrong. Fast forward to the morning of my doctor's appointment, a stronger worry and distress came over me. I found myself nervous and praying to God the same thing after He already promised and told me that I was and will be fine. I remember hearing Him say, "Don't pray for that again." I instantly stopped and began to just pray for peace. I went to my appointment just to find out that nothing major is wrong and that what I am experiencing can easily be dealt with. I use this example just to show that our perspective on our situations really makes a difference in our outcome. Let's just say that I didn't hold on to what God said and showed me. Let's say that I did allow fear and worry to warp my mind and cause stress and anxiety. I would have been creating issues that weren't even there and allowing for fear and confusion to steal my peace. Or I could choose to change my perspective and trust that no matter what the outcome was, I would not allow my mind to be attacked and my peace to be stolen. Of course, these things are easier said than done. However, big results happen by simply making a choice. A choice to clean the stained lens that we look out of. A choice to change our perspective daily during times of uncertainty. A choice to approach situations differently instead of jumping to our first mind. I hear this often that our emotions will lead us astray, and it's very much so true. When we allow our emotions, negative thoughts, and fear to run rampant through our minds and our lives, we have a choice to take control over how we view the world around us. Our perspective is how we make everyday choices and actions. The more positive our perspective on life is, the better our outcomes to even the toughest situations will be. Remember, we're not perfect and we are human, but our choices are what really makes the greatest impact on how we experience life. Today, my prayer is that we be mindful of not only our choices, but our perspective on life as well. I pray that our skewed and jaded view of life will be purified and renewed. I pray that the lenses we see out of are cleansed and that we will be able to attain more peace and joy with a new outlook on life and the people around us. With this, I pray that a new level of understanding and grace will be on us as we interact with others in our everyday lives. With love, Yours truly, Ib.